On the fourth age. The three previous ages are the age of education and before you get a job. Then the second age is the age of employment and work. The third age is the age of after you retire until you're in your nowadays, into your 70s, 80s, when you are perfectly capable of looking after yourself. The fourth age is a fairly new phenomenon on a large scale, and it's the age when you are either mentally or physically unable to fully look after yourself. Your memory is going, or you have can't walk properly or cook for yourself. And so the fourth age for many people starts in their late 80s, 90s. And because of the extension of life expectation, it may last for 10 or 15 years when you really need help on a daily or maybe weekly basis to do your shopping, maybe to cook for you. And so you are dependent in a new way. You're dependent in the way children are. It's a return again to the first stage of dependency. And a couple of things I've learned about that, although I haven't yet, fortunately, quite entered it. But I see it looming, and because it's much more prevalent, something like 15%, 20% perhaps even, in the future, 15% of the human population will be aged over 90 or something like that, between 90 and 105 or 10, and they will be in this dependency situation. So there are one or two things that I've learned about that phenomenon in advance. One is that you have to treat such people with great delicacy and empathy and try and think what is best for them. There's obviously a very strong tendency, particularly if the children, who are the people who will probably take the decisions, are busy. They may be coming up towards the end of their working life or in early retirement, and suddenly their aged parent, and it's usually a single parent at that point, becomes dependent. And sometimes they try to bring them back into their homes, and that's usually a disaster because of our family system and elsewhere too. You just either infantilize the children or the adult, the old person. So you may have a granny flat or whatever, almost separate, that may work. But it's very difficult to reincorporate these people, because it's like bringing your children back into your home after they've left home, but reversed. So that solution doesn't very often work, and it often leads to great unhappiness and misery. A second solution is to take a very quick decision to move them into residential housing or an old people's home. And that takes the burden away, though it's often very expensive. But it's often not needed or not a good idea at the beginning, because looking at myself and my life, I can see that I have constructed a web of understandings, meanings, rituals around my life in a home I've been in for some years. And most people are, old people are like that. They know where things are. They have objects which have a great deal of meaning and often associated with the missing partner. And if you say, well, we'll move you into a much nicer little room or flat somewhere, but you'll have to leave most of this stuff behind and you'll have to rearrange your space, it's a huge shock. I can see it coming for myself, a huge shock, and you're having to learn everything again, where you've put your keys or your hearing aid or whatever. So it's a shock and a strain. And so if it can be avoided, my view, and certainly I've told my children, my view is that Sarah and I should be left as long as possible to live in the home which we've grown around us. And it would be just as expensive or more expensive to take us into sheltered accommodation than it would be to have either a living in a carer or someone who comes frequently. Of course, that's not always an option. It's very difficult to get such people. But that, ideally, social care, helping people to live in their own homes. And that is made now much easier because of modern technologies, because even if the carer is not there, if you have our society organized properly, you could have much of this done remotely. You can have people monitoring so that if the old person in the old days, some of my relatives, like my mother, used to carry around a little kind of thing which they could press, and there were two or three neighbours who would then get a message that they'd fallen on the floor or whatever it was. Now you can, of course, have cameras watching or other devices which would monitor the person and make sure that they hadn't had an accident of any kind. So it's become easier, but it's difficult to find people to look after such a person. So those are the various options. Much of this needs to be really worked out carefully, because what was very unusual nearly in all of history and all societies, as soon as you were a single person and you had your mind was going or your body was going, then you would catch a disease or something else would happen. And so the number of people over the age of 80 or 90 in that position that I encountered in my travels in Nepal and India were very small. Here now in the West, and increasingly in China and India and elsewhere, the number will be very great. And it could be a huge absorber of the nation's emotions and wealth unless we handle this sensibly. And the last part of it, which of course is controversial, is what you do when such a person has reached a ripe old age, their memory is going, has gone, their body is going, they're falling to pieces, they're having to be more or less artificially kept alive, and they've expressed a strong desire not to continue in that state. You can make a living will saying you don't want to be resuscitated if you have a serious illness, which we've done, but it's a very moot point about at what point help is withdrawn. You have the clash between the oath of doctors to persevere in trying to keep people alive as long as possible, and wider considerations of the cost to that individual in terms of pain and loss of meaning, and to the society in terms of what the costs of keeping such a person alive year after year on very expensive medication and hospital care is in terms of lost opportunities to helping other people. So it's a pretty important subject, difficult to face up to, but now as I get closer to that, I really am beginning to think about it.